You're holding Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. We will start a new parak. Kol HaBosa. The Mishnah says again that Kol HaBosa also Levasha B'Cholov. All type of meat, there's an issur to cook up meat and milk together. Chut excluding Mibosa Dog and Mechagogim. Excluding the meat of fish or of grasshoppers, that these two are mutter to cook up with milk. But all other bosa, churmashm, even an oif, even chicken, is also to cook with milk. Now the also la'aloisim ha'gvin al ha'shulchan. You're not allowed to even bring up meat with cheese on the same table al ha'shulchan. Havad, you're not allowed to eat it together. But not only can't you eat it, but you can't even bring it on the same, you can't serve it on the same table. That's called the also la'aloisim ha'gvin al ha'shulchan. You can't bring meat on the table with cheese. Chutz excluding, again, mibosa dog and mechagovim. Fish and grasshoppers, they don't have a loch of flesh, but bosa, with them you're allowed to eat even with the cheese. You're allowed to bring it up together. And Rashi speaks out, Afagav the Yom Rachmona Gedi, even though the Yisav bosa b'cholav, it says Gedi, so Rashi says, Hu adin l'chayiv yoif, the same loch applies to a chayiv and to a knife also, that is an Yisav bosa b'cholav. And Rashi says, though, it's a machoikus in the Gemara later, that Yikul Amman the Yom derives to Yikul Amman the Rabbonin. Some say it's only Yasum the Rabbonin, oif, with the Cholof. But I call upon him with the Rabbonin for sure it's also. Just Dogin and Chagovin, that's Mutter. The same thing, it's also to bring it on the same table, Rashi says, because Duma also and Mechlinu, we're afraid you come to the Kiyabodi together. The Kornogi, they'll touch one another, maybe the meat and the cheese, or Bolo Miyabodi. Now the Afagav Shemuta Lecho Bosa Acha Gvina could have been in the Gemara. Even though you're allowed to eat Bosa after cheese, but I call upon him here, you can't have it together on the same table because we're afraid maybe the meat, the hot meat will touch the cheese and the cheese will be belaya into the meat and there'll be an Issa Bosa B'chol. So if it's also Lahalois Ala Shulchan, you again cook with Bosa Dagon HaGazim. Now the Mishnah says, Hanoida Min HaBosa, somebody makes a neder not to eat meat. The locher is mutter the boss of dogim chagovim. He's allowed to eat the meat of fish or of grasshoppers. That's all you said in the Mishnah. That they're not nichla b'chlal bosa. Rashi says, because kol anoyder ein daik yelo acha loshim v'yodam. Shukoyr is shoy mador v'kach. So here the Mishnah teaches us the chol min bosa. Odom kareyo bosa. Chutz mi bosa dogim chagovim. All other type of meat people call meat. Just not fish and not chagovim, but not the chod and lashon of bnei yodim of bosom. Therefore, if you made a neder, not eat bosom, it's mutter with the dogim and chagovim. Now the Gemara says, Mash moho oif osim midi raiso. The Mishnah says the only thing you're allowed to eat with meat, milk, is only fish, but mash moho chicken, oif oif no. So how many of you that's osim midi raiso? That bosom b'cholov applies even to oif. So Gemara says, come on, who does that Mishnah go like? He says the chayiv the oif is not minat Torah. That the yisur bosa b'cholov, the Torah says gedi only applies to the hema, not to a chayiv, not to a knife. There's no yisur midiraisa to eat milk and a chayiv, milk and chicken together. So the chura our mishnah is not like Rabbi Kiva. Someone says, if so, I'm a safe. What does a safe of our Mishnah say? Hanoidim in our bosa. Somebody makes in there to not eat meat. The loch is mutter, the bosa dogim chagovim. He's allowed to eat the meat of fish and grasshoppers. Mashmaho, if also, it's also to eat chicken though. The chashru is the chur. Why is oif also? The chur chicken is not bosa, it's not meat. Meat, the chur, is only a bosa of an animal, not of chicken. So Moses says, who does the safe have to go like? The Chura also and the Rabbi Kiva. Let's go according to Rabbi Kiva. That the Yom Rabbi Kiva Shittur is, he says that kol mili, anything, the mimla cholei shliach, ba minehu, anything, if you tell somebody to buy something for you, even though he can't find the exact thing, but if you find something else that's like it, then he has to ask you, will you take this also? So the Kiva, that's also considered the bar mina. That's shot here, why oif is also called the bar mina, the bosa. Rashi says, "Kamidu de mimloch leshliach, kodavu sheino nishma minastam. Minastam, it doesn't mean that. Lebetech haklal, v'loy moitzim min haklal, v'tzorach hashliach laso, v'farash lishol, reitza atzor b'zeh." It's meaning, Rashi says, "Choshu l'inyi midorim, miyoyse yamin, v'goyin hocho."
Shoy Melishozom, it says it's his friend. Kornel no bosom in a shuk by me some meat in the street, in the marketplace. And Anishmala minastam bosom, minastam, it does not mean chicken, it means to say meat. But Vunimrach bebala bayis vishel klum, on the lekeh bosom, that let's say though the shkriach can't find meat, so he comes back and asks the bala bosom, listen, is chicken also good enough? So why? Because chicken has to do with meat. So therefore, that's enough to give it a shame. Minu Rashi says min basaru. Shoyomulai karnali basar v'imlohaya oif min basar lohaya nimlach. Because if chicken would not be a type of a meat, the person would not go ask you, do you want maybe chicken? Because you said meat. So here, so by Nadorim, you see, anything that the shliach would think of, that's also called minu. That's why the sefer holds, if you make a ned and not to eat meat, you also teach even chicken. So Mar says, what? It goes according to Kibishita. Again, the Tani would learn like this, that Hanoidim in a yard, someone makes a neder not to have a no from a vegetable. So Mutta b'deluyim, you're allowed to have a no from pumpkins. If you have a kibosh, the kibosh says no, even deluyim, even pumpkins are also for the chala vegetable. Omru lo lo kibosh, a chomsa vatsu lo kibosh, v'aloi, omru lo lo kibosh, v'aloi, oimer odom l'shluchay, kach lo lo yerek, somebody tells somebody, tells your shliach, your servant, go buy me some vegetables. And the person says, I only found luyim. Now to say, I didn't find what you want, but you want this also. And since you see, you have to ask for it, so Chum say, you see, that's not called min, yerek. So why do you say it's also? Or Malemuk, he just said back, no, kena dover klum. Kena dover, that's the yemes, that's the truth. Why? Because klum oimer, lematsasi or lakitnius. So if a person said, I didn't found the beans, like kitnius, that's for sure not. Since you ask for yerek, a vegetable like cucumber like, so beans are not mechladat. The reason why the person asks, listen, I can't find yerokos. What you want the luyim is because the luyim pumpkins has to do a little bit with yerokos. But the yen kitni is mechlal yerek. But the kitni is beans, that's not mechlal yerek. So you see, that's from the Kiva Shita, that since the shliach sometimes asks you, do you want this? So even though it's not 100% the same min, but since it enters his mind, maybe that's also included, that's enough, Ilchus Nedarim, that's also. So it comes out, the Sefer of the Mishnah, to go according to Rebbe Kiva. So the Sefer of the Gemara is like a stira, Reishu Rabbanim, the Sefer of Rebbe Kiva, the Reishu of the Mishnah goes according to Rabbanim Shita, and not like Rebbe Kiva, the Gehet Ilchus Oif, Al's Bosh for the Cholov, and the Sefer goes according to Rebbe Kiva. So Marin says, Omar Rabbi Yisrael, Rebbe Yisrael is like this, Rebbe, a Mishnah goes according to Rebbe, the nos of lo aliba de tanoim, and Rebbe brought it down, Mishnah down, according to tanoim and echanami. The nedorim sov lo Rebbe Kiva. The pshat is Rebbe holds by Hilchos nedorim. He likes what Rebbe Kiva says. He holds like Rebbe Kiva. So therefore, he says him like Rebbe Kiva. Now Mishnah anoydim in abosar is mutar abosar b'chagavim chagavim, but yosu with oif. But the abosar b'cholav. What? Where's nageh the east abosar b'cholav? Sov lo krabonim. Rebbe also to Rabbanan Shita that there is an Issa Bosa B'cholav even on Oifes. Therefore the Mishnah says the only thing that's mutter is only with Dog and Mechagovim. A Mashman Oif is also with Cholav. That's one Terence. Ravashi and Ravashi says no, Kulu Rebbe Kivi. The whole Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Kiva. Rochi Kom, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Kol Ha Bosa also Ravashi B'cholav. All type of meat is also to cook up with milk. But you should know, mehem medivrei Torah, mehem medivrei Seifrim. Some type of meat is also medivraisa, that's behem and chayis, and some type is only also medirabonin. Chutz mi bosa dogam chagovim, excluding the meat of fish or grasshoppers, sheinem lehem medivrei Torah, medivrei Seifrim. They're not also, not medirabonin, not medivraisa. That's what the Mishnah means to say. Then the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva, that or Rashi is declared, Yeshvim in the term means only Bosa Behema. But only Bosa Behema Gedi is Bosa Midiraisa. But Chaya or an Oif, that's only Yosem Midirabonin. So it's no theory, our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Kiva. And then the Mishnah says, also means only Yosem Midirabonin. But the Mishnah ends off, what's Mutter? Is even Midirabonin, that's Chagovim, that's Dogim and Chagovim. Here, now it says the Mishnah at the Yosel Alice, and you're not allowed to bring it up on the same table. Can't bring up Gevinois and boss on the same table. So Mar says, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Shema Amina from Eliyah, from the Mishnah, that the boss are oif becholav diraisa. that the Yisra not eat like chicken and milk is nisid in your Isra. Why? Because the Sagodaitich, you think to say, it is Sagodaitich. The Rabbonin, so Nisid Rabbonin, Achila Gufo Gizero. To eat the boss of a chol, eat the oif and cholov is only yosim mid rabbonin. If so, yanan nigzer haloh to achilo, why should the Mishnah hold? Why should we say that there should be an issa gzeirom, not even to bring up the chicken and the milk on the same table? Why? It's like gzeirom gzeirom. And usually we don't do that. But since our Mishnah says there's a gzeirom not to bring up on the same table the gvin and the chicken, that should be an raya, that's an issa mid raya to eat them together. And therefore, we make a gzeira not to even bring them up together. Like Rashi says, "Midi yoso oif ba'halo mishum gzeira sa'achilo shvamin yisra achilo didei midi raiso." For loy kravash, not like Rashi. Rashi said before, "No, it's only midi rabbonin." So Gemara says, like Rashi wanted to say before, it goes according to the Kiva that all the boss of that both boss of that oif and cholov is only midi rabbonin. So Gemara is not like him. We hear it's mashmits midi raiso. So Gemara says, no. What says in Minot Terem? How do you know this? You say the leg has written Gzeira L'Gzeira. How do you know this? Maybe you do make Gzeira L'Gzeira. Like what's your kasha? So Mor says yes. Correct. But now we learn like this. We learned that Chalos Chutz Loretz, the Yisin Chutz Loretz after Eretz Yisrael, you make a dough that you have to take off Chalom. Rashi says that Yisa the Eina Asul Lazar Melam Rabbanan. The Chalos Chutz Loretz Zon Yosim Rabbanan. Aber Chalos Loretz. True makayu rachamoni the sulah zara mevi chol zala yichol kodesh. If you have the chalav in Eretz Yisrael, it's an issur d'oraisa for zara to eat it. But chalav that's taken off from chutz loretz only yes mid rabbanan. So you learned that chalav is chutz loretz. Rochur is necheleshim azar al hashulchan. That when the kohen eats the chalav chutz loretz, he's allowed to eat it with the zara on the same table. And the nitl of all kohen shis, allowed to give it to any kohen you want. So Rashi says, since we say when necheles the kohen in azar. You see clearly, the Lake Gazrino, we don't make a gzeira. Dilma Shoko Zamine Vyochol, maybe Zah will come to eat from this chalo. Why? Since it's only us, the Midi Rabbonim, so we don't make a gzeira the gzeira. So it's a kashin Amishna, could Rav Ashi say that Amishna goes according to Rabbi Kiva, that holds that oif and chol is only Midi Rabbonim, so why should it be an Issa Halo not to bring up the cheese and the chicken on the same table? So Moraim says, Omulay Abaya, Abaya says back. Bishlei miyashmin in chalas chutz loretz boretz. If you would let us hear what that chala in chutz loretz, that you bring it into Eretz Yisrael, that there the yikul amigza mishun chalas loretz diraisa. You can make a gzeira in Eretz Yisrael that if you come to eat this chala that was taken off from the produce of chutz loretz. So they were selling the rabbanan. Now when you bring it into Eretz Yisrael, there I can hear what that there should be a big reason to make a gzeira. Because in Eretz Yisrael there is Chalam Diraisa. So there v'loi gazrinim, and if you don't make any gzeira even in Eretz Yisrael, that you still allowed to bring up the Chalas Chutz Loretz on the same table, that is Zar Kirit in Eretz Yisrael, then ikol mashma mino, I can hear a good proof, that what that you do not make any gzeiras like gzeiras. Ela but Chutz Loretz. You know why? This case here where the Chala is mamash still in Chutz Loretz, it wasn't even brought into Eretz Yisrael yet. You know why the challah that's made in chutz loretz, you later eat it with the zar on the same table? Mishum the lekel and migzeru, because you can't make any gzeiros, because there's no challah with your ice around at all. So therefore we don't make gzeiro. But let's say you have challah that was taken off from the produce of chutz loretz. It's only an issur d'rabbanan for a zar not eat it. But let's say they would bring that challah into Eretz Yisrael. Maybe then it would be also to bring that on the table. You know why? Because it's exactly, if you eat this on the table with the zar, maybe you'll eat other challah, which is nisa diraisa. And maybe that exactly we do make. The same thing here also, maybe you're not allowed to bring chicken on the table to eat with milk, because if you start to bring chicken on the same table, we're afraid maybe you bring some basar also. And then as exactly, you come to eat basar challah with diraisa. So maybe our mission is still good. We do make exeris even in the rabbanins, where it's possible still to come to be over nisa diraisa. Samara says, Rava Elohocho. The most ends off. Ela hocho, ishoref el asuka yoifu gvino, osel asuka yibosu gvino, olmecho bosu becholav diraisa. And maybe that's the reason of our Mishnah, that even though oif with cholav is only midirabonon, but still here in our Mishnah we make a gzer, you should not bring it up on the same table where you eat. You should not bring up your milk and your chicken on the same table, because there's a gzer, if you come to eat the chicken there, maybe you come to eat the meat there also. and the meat is an Issa D'Oraisa. Now the Gemara asks another kasha. Maskev lo Rosh Hashanah asks a question like this. Soif, anyway, the Mishnah Shvem, Rav Chur, is it Tzaynin B'Tzaynin Hu? It's only Tzaynin B'Tzaynin, means it's Basar, and it's Oif, and then Mechaluf. But the Mice said they're both cold, and since they're both cold, there's no Issa D'Oraisa. Even if you eat them together, there's no Issa D'Oraisa. So anyway, it's a kasha. Why does the Gemara make Xerom not to bring it up, because maybe you can't eat them? Even if you eat them together, it's only Yosem D'Rabbanan. The Gemara says no. On Rabbi, Rabbi says the pshat is Xerish Shemiyala Be'ilfus Raseich. Maybe you bring it up on a table on a hot plate. Like you take the hot piece of meat on a plate, on the table, and we're afraid there, if on the same table you have some cheese, they may come to touch one another. And that would be like a bishul, and then that would be Nisa D'Oraisa. Smell was good on Mishnah that there would be Xerah, also you come to do Nisa D'Oraisa. His Gemara says no, but say, Klishenihu. And if it's only a plate, so the Moshe took the hot meat off the pot and put it into a plate, and now it's only klisheni. Because this will be kasha chur on the chayodim sheet that holds that a dover gush, a solid thing, even in the klisheni, it's still called a klirishin. Holds the man it's solid and it's still hot, it has a lock of a klirishin. But according here, the Gemara Sakasha knows that since the meat is in the klisheni right now, it's not mavashal, it should not be nisadi rice, so bosa the cholok. Must the whole klisheni, any mavashal. Gemara says, no, still it's good, the Mishnah. Alexeira shemiyala biyofas rishin. The Xeris maybe bring it up in a Nufas Rishon. That's the Xeris with your eyes, though. The Rabban will make Xeris not to bring up milk and cheese and oif or else basa, even though because the Geyser, maybe you can't eat them together. And how you eat them together? Maybe put them in a hot pot on a clear Rishon. And that'll be Nisidi Raisa. That's called Xeris. That's called Xeris. See if what's good, it's Xeris or to Nisidi Raisa. So kids are initially really come out good according to everybody, even according to the Kiva. Even if the older knife is only Yasim the Rabbanon, the Kopon over here will make Xerah not to bring it up on the same table. But if you bring up the Oif and the Gvina, you may also come to bring up a Basar and Gvina. And that will be Nisidi Raisa. The question is even that also, how does it come to be an Oven Nisidi Raisa? Lechura, there was no Bishul. So there it is, there's all one big Xerah afraid maybe come to bring up Basar, which just taken out of the pot. Of a klirishin, and then you put a touch of gvina, and that'll be bishul, and that'll be yosim midiraisa. That's why Mishnah makes it zero not to bring it up on the same table. Now the Mishnah says, ha'oif oile ima gvina al shulchan v'ena nechad dibur b'shamay. B'shamay says you're allowed to bring up chicken and cheese on the same table, so she now eat them together. Krubi mashpuk has only yosim midirabon, and therefore we don't make it zero. However, Beis Tzul says no. They're not allowed to bring up cheese and chicken on the same table. Just like they're not allowed to eat them together. Who are they? Not allowed to bring them up. And Amr Rabbi Yosi says that these halachas mikula de shamai or mechumah de tzul. These halachas are called the kulas of shamai and mechumah de tzul. Now the Eizah shulchan, which shulchan was it said is nisa halor not to bring them up together? The shulchan sheichelolov, only on the table that they eat, the table that you serve, that you actually eat on, there it's there where you may come to eat the cheese and the meat together. But the shulchan seidu olav esatashul, that's in the kitchen itself where you make the food. That table you have the table set up where you first make it, preparing it. Then noisin zebitzad zebienecheshes. Then you're allowed to have the two plates, the two settings, one next to another. Since that's not the mokum where you can eat it, we don't have the zeri. Maybe come to eat it there. That the Xerah is only completed by Mokkaim where they eat. But Mokkaim, we're only preparing the food. Over there, we don't have the Xerah Halor or to Achimah. So now the Gemara is the question. Rabbi Yosi, Haina Tanakama. The Chur Rabbi Yosi is saying the same thing as the Tanakama. That he says, Zumi Kulu Veshamah, Mechur Veshilo. If you look at the Mishnah, you see it. So the Gemara says, the Chitana, maybe you tell me no. The Chitana, maybe you want to tell me that Achila Gufi Gibbonayim. There's a difference between the Tanakhama, the way it says the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And the way Rabbi Yosi says it is, whether you're allowed to eat the two together or not. So what to call my Tanakhama? Tanakhama says, by law, Kamiflagi, the other machlokes, you see, if you're allowed to bring up an oif on the same table with Gevina. That's the machlokes. But the Achilu Leplagi, nobody argues that you're not allowed to eat the two together. Even Beis Shammai agrees that you're not allowed to eat oif and Gevina together. That's what Tanakhama holds. Fiyah Malay Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says back, no. that you should know achila gufa. Even about eating the two together also is mekule be shamai, umichume be silol, that by shamai is more mekul saying you're allowed to eat the two together. And be silol, the one that's machmir, so maybe that's what Rabbi Yosef is being mesif more than the Tanakama. So Moran says, no, that's not true. The Moran says, Vatani, but not like this. Rabbi Yosef says, Vov dvorim, there are six things, that mikulei beishamai or mikulei beishilul, there are six things that are from the chumras of beishamai and from the kulas of beishamamin and the chumras of beishilul and mezuachas mehem. These are one of the six things that the Beis himself says. What are one of the six things that oif oily emagbin al hashulchan v'yeno necho dibre beishamai? He says clearly, according to beishamai, he's only mekel to bring up the two on the same table, but not eat. You're not allowed to eat oif and she's together at the same time. Even Beisham agrees to this. Well, Beisham says, no, you're not allowed to bring it up on the same table, the same way you're not allowed to eat them together. There's the Gzer, you're not allowed to bring them up at the same table either. So I call upon him to see clearly, according to Rabbi Yossi, that he also agrees, according to Beisham, you're not allowed to eat the two together. So back to the Kasha, what is the Mishnah saying of Yossi Omer? That Zum Kula Beisham, that's Tanakama. Smor says, and rather, the Mishnah comes and teaches this, Hokamashmalon, that the Mount Tanakama, who is the Tanakama? The Mishnah Yishno, it's Rabbi Yosi. The Tanakama of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. And what is it teaching us? That the Klal is that Koloi Medavah Vishay Meimri, whoever says something over the name of that person, is maybe Gulu Yerim, who'll bring a Gula to the world. Shneimer the Pesuk says, Vatayim Arrest of a Melech Vishay Mordechai, that Esther said over to the king in the name of Mordechai. And we know what happened later, that because of this, the whole Gula came. Because of this, when Achashverosh read the Sefer HaZikaron, he didn't know what he gave back to Mordechai, so because of that started the Gula. So kids here also, the Mishnah is telling us that Rabbi Yosi is the one that is the Tanakama. Now the Gemara says, Tona Agro Chamud Rababa. Agro learned, he was the father-in-law of Rababa, that Oifu Gvina Necholam Biapikurin, that cheese and chicken, you allowed to eat b'apikurin. It means like hefka. Rashi says b'apikurin means derech hefka, shein and nizra bem. You don't have to watch yourself. We'll soon see what that means. You're allowed to eat it without watching yourself. So what does that mean to say? Who toni lo, who learned it, he learned it, v'amalo, and he said like this. It means b'loy v'tila shadayim, that you do not have to wash your hands in between you finish eating cheese, and then you want to eat chicken, you don't have to wash your hands. V'loy k'nua chaper, you do not have to wash out your mouth either. As soon as you finish eating the cheese, you're allowed to start eating the chicken right away. Rashi says, "Utonla kachibla sedura merabai v'omala." That's the purest what this means. That loyknuach chaper says, "Shem ochal zeh." If you ate the cheese, or bikish lechol zeh, then you want to eat the chicken. And itzarach lutu yod. You don't have to wash your hands like anech and to wash your mouth. Avo mashmado the bosa behema. But if you want to eat meat after you eat the cheese, then boichinuach. Then you do have to wash out your mouth. As we'll soon see later, Rashi says, "Lo yinid baklum minarisha mechanikum." Nothing should be stuck in your mouth from the first part of the cheese that you ate. But over here, since mashma that oif is only midrabbanan, therefore you're allowed to eat it. The hefker you're allowed to eat it without checking yourself out. Samara says that Rabbi Yitzchak Reber Meshashia iklo lezei Ravashi once went to visit Ravashi. I see like Yehuda, they brought in front of him cheese. Is ochel, he ate the cheese first. I feel like this, so then he brought in front of him some meat, ochel ate the meat, and below Moshe Yod, he didn't wash his hands in between. So Amri, they said to him, why don't you wash your hands after you ate the cheese, before you eat the meat? I got Tony Agrua Chamud Rab Agrua, the father of Agrua, learned before that Oifu Gvin in the Chol and Abikurin, it's Mashmoni chicken and cheese, you'll have to eat the hefka without washing yourself. So the key is Oifu Gvin in. Only after you eat cheese, you're allowed to eat chicken without washing your hands. But mashma basar v'zinalei, that you want to eat cheese and then eat meat afterwards, no, then you have to wash your hands. So how can he eat the meat after the cheese without washing his hands? Basar v'zinalei, someone says, oh, Malay, he answers back, it's like this. Honey, mili, when do you have to wash your hands in between? That's belied if you're eating it at night time. You can't tell, you can't stick clearly your hands. Avu be a mama when eating it by daytime. Hachazin, you can see clearly. You can check out. Rashi says you die in reconus. Shem bevet ben klum. You can look at your hands, watch your hands, and see that there's no cheese stuck to it. So when you get finished eating your cheese, then you're allowed to eat the meat. And Echmami, that we had a deek before that by meat you have to wash your hands, that's only at night time when you can't check your hands so well. But by daytime that you can check just looking at them, and Echmami, then even to eat meat, you will not have to wash your hands after the cheese. Moses says, telling you like this, Beishamai says, Mekaneich, which also that means you have to like clean out, you have to clean out, eat something in between the cheese and the meat. They still love him a deer. They still say, no, you have to wash it out. We'll soon see what that means. So Morris says, what's the machlokes? My mekaneich, my medir. What does the Shama mean to say mekaneich, you have to wipe it out? And what does they still mean to say medir, you have to wash it out? What's the machlokes? He's now holding up kufhei yomer aleph on top. The Morris says, Elaim, if you want to tell me. Elaim, if you want to say. That the Shama in the Shama holds mekaneich, you have to like wipe out your mouth. But for like boy medich, you do not have to wash it out. It's enough just to put some bread and like wipe out your mouth. You don't have to drink anything. Well, beisul lemon medich. And according to beisul, when he says medich means that it's enough just to wash out, drink something, wash out your mouth. And for like boy mekaneich, we don't have to wipe out. You don't have to eat any bread in between. So Moshe says, is that true? Is that really the machlokes between beisul and beshamai? If so, elohod yomer abzeir. That's what the observer says. The only way you can wipe out your mouth is by eating a piece of bread in between the cheese and the meat. You have to eat some bread. And so, come on, who does it go like Beis Shammai? Tell him that Beis Shammai says all you need is mekaneich and you don't have to wash out your mouth. Beis Shammai says, no, you have to wash out your mouth. But that's what the observer says, it's enough kinuach, just wiping out your mouth by eating bread. The chula goes according to Beis Shammai, and it's not mistavra. About the observer, we're not passing like Beis Shammai. So Chura, that is not the machlokes between Beisham and Beis Hillel. So this is rather like this. Ela Atayah Beisham, and Beisham says, Mekaneyach, he's supposed to wipe out your mouth, chew like eat bread, and V'lo Boyim Medich, you do not have to wash out your mouth. It's enough just to eat some bread, that's enough. After you finish eating the cheese, now if you want to eat fleishiks, you'll have to just eat some bread, that'll like wipe out your mouth, you do not have to drink anything. And on this now we're Beisul, and Beisul says, no, af mediach. Beisul says, you have to do both. You have to chew, you have to eat some bread according to Abzeru, you have to wipe out your mouth, and you also have to drink something. Said it's not a kasher, Abzeru can even go according to Beisul. And he said, according to Beisul, when you have to wipe out your mouth, how do you wipe out your mouth? That you have to eat bread. And according to this, it comes out, heavenly mikula beishamai, or mikula beisul. It comes out, this is a kula beishamai, it's enough just to wipe out your mouth. And it's a chumra of Beisul, Beisul, you have to have both. You have to wipe out your mouth and you have to wash out your mouth. You have to do two things. So Moshe says, if so, listen, I want you to learn this, God, be kula Beishamai, the chumra of Beisul. One of them is talking about the kula of Beishamai, the chumra of Beisul. So it's all right, the chumra of Beisul, you're wrong, that's not the pshat. So Moshe says, true, Elu Rado, Beishamai, Elu Beishamai says, Mekaneyach, and Vuhua din Lamadiyach. Beishamai says, you have to do both. You have to wipe out your mouth by eating some bread, and also you have to wash out your mouth. And really, and Beisul also, if you have to do both things, you have to wash out your mouth and also eat something. And I'll tell you that each one just says one, but there's no machlekes, both in the mold, you have to have both. And therefore, there's not called Mekula Veshamach and Beisul, they both hold the same halacha. So therefore, it's good about Rabbi Zeir that he said, Ein Kenuach. Tail of a pot that goes according to everybody. Now the Gemara says, "Gufa, what we just said before, Omer Rabbi Zeira, ain't kinuach ha tail of a pot. How do you wipe out your mouth? Only by eating some bread, again in between the cheese and the meat. Now behind the meat, when do we say what type of bread is good? B'dechiti, only if the bread is made out of wheat. Avo b'disari, if it's made out of barley wheat, loy, then it doesn't help you. It doesn't clean out your mouth. Barley just like crumples up, so it doesn't clean out your mouth." Udechite, even by wheat bread, nami. Loyama, when was this said? Ela bekri, only if it's cold bread. Aba bechamid, when the bread is still hot. Mishta shatri, again also, it just crumples up. Rashi says when it's soft, it just sticks to your teeth, like sticks to your gums, it doesn't clean it out. So it also would not be a good kinuach haper. And also, the hanemid, when do we say that pas is called a good kinuach haper? Berechichi, only if the bread is still soft. If the bread became hard already, then the bread does not clean out your mouth again, it just crumples up there and it does not clean out.
But the Gemara says not like that. The Gemara says the Hilchos. So what's the Maskana? What's the Halacha? That the Chol Mili Hevi Kenuach. Any type of eating that you eat in between the cheese and the meat, that's good enough to like wipe out your mouth. Levad, the only exclusion we have is Mikimcha from stam flour, Tamri eating dates, Viyak eating vegetables. These things are not clean out your mouth. But any type of bread it is, anything else, cleans you out your mouth. That's good. Now the Gemara says, Boy Mnei Rav Asim Rabbi Yochanan, Kam Yishoy Ben Bosal Vina. If you eat meat first and then you want to eat cheese or milk, how long do you have to wait in between? So Malay, so kids, this is what Rav Asim, yes, Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said back to Leklun, you don't have to wait at all. Mash Mikrit right away, you could eat the cheese after the meat for Leklun. For the Gemara, it's not that way. Romer Rav Chizda, all chal bosav eat meat, also lechol gvina, not let eat cheese afterwards. Gvina, if you eat cheese first, mutter lechol bosav, you won't let eat meat afterwards. So I call upon myself clearly, if you eat meat, you're not let eat cheese afterwards. El rather, the kredashal is like this. Kama yishur, how long do you have to wait, being gvina le bosav? If you eat cheese first, then you won't eat meat. How long do you have to wait in between? On this, Amalei said back to Malay Kulim, on this you don't have to wait in between. That's what he meant to say. If you eat cheese first, then you're allowed to eat meat right away. Then the Chlamet is the opposite way. If you eat meat,